This is Apollo Control at 171 hours, 36 minutes. We're continuing to experience the noisy communications that we've had with the lunar module Orion on the lunar surface due to the fact that we don't have the LEM steerable antenna, the high-gain, more directional antenna, and we're using the omnidirectional antennas on the lunar module. At about 173 hours, a little bit beyond that, we'll be able to cover the landing site with the 210-foot dish antenna at Goldstone, California, and would expect the noise on the circuit to drop somewhat at that time. While the crew on the lunar surface, Young and Duke, have been busy with their third extravehicular activity, Ken Mattingly has also been active aboard the command module Casper, completed the plane change maneuver at 169 hours, 17 minutes, 39 seconds. Flight Director Don Putty, who's been following the CSM's activities, said that the maneuver was almost precisely as planned. 124.7 feet per second change in velocity. This was a 7-second burn with the spacecraft service propulsion system engine. And changed the plane of Casper's orbit a little over 1 1/3 degrees, placing it in the proper position for rendezvous with the lunar module. The current CSM orbit is 65 by 55 nautical miles. For Ken Mattingly, this is a relatively quiet revolution. They're letting him have a break from his scientific duties, getting the command module cleaned up and ready to go, ready for the rendezvous and docking with Orion. And the subsequent large amount of material that will be transferred from the lunar module to the command module. The LEM liftoff is currently scheduled to occur at 175 hours, 43 minutes, 30 seconds ground elapsed time. We have about 48 minutes left before we lose radio contact with Mattingly in the command module. He's now coming up, approaching the Descartes landing site. We'll be passing over that in the next few minutes. At 171 hours, 39 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston, continuing to monitor activities aboard Orion on the lunar surface.